Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon today is the gospel lesson, especially from the beginning. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. Excuse me while I interrupt myself. That there doesn't sound like an Easter thing, does it? Doesn't sound like a joyful Easter morning celebration, does it? Sounds like anything but, sounds like exactly the opposite. Locked behind doors in fear. And in fact, it is Gospel of Mark that reports that the disciples were in that upper room weeping and mourning as they sat at table eating. Huh. Got to finish the introduction here. Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And there we go. There's those words, "Peace be with you." Peace. What an interesting and fascinating word that spins off into all kinds of different directions. What is peace? Look around the world and ask the question, what is peace? Ask how many ways people seek after peace and how many ways it seems to slip through our fingers. And you could do this watching the news. You could do this examining your life. You could do this examining the conditions of your employment or your family or your community or the conditions of your soul. We look for peace in the world, and we thank and we praise God that there are young men and women willing to stand on the front lines of freedom in defense of peace. And they have to go and know anything but peace so that we in this country might have some peace. And for those who stand on the front lines, even in our country and in our cities, and are willing to face everything but peace so that there might be peace in our towns and peace in our communities. But it's not the measure of peace that we really need and desire when peace so often slips away and peace is so often lost at the hands of others. What is this with Jesus standing there in front of his disciples and saying, "Peace be with you"? And in that setting, no less, you notice, in the setting where they are there in fear, behind locked doors, weeping, mourning, and have anything but peace, and he comes and he says, "Peace be with you." That points a certain direction, but before we go that direction, also, in our lives, how many things can come along to take away the peace that we have? Financial problems, health problems, conflicts in the family, conflicts in the community, worry about the future. For all of those things, where do we seek our peace? The good job that isn't taken away? The saving up for retirement that will not be lost because, the earnings and the savings are guaranteed. Yeah. The health. Doing all the right things, going to the doctor at all the right times, and yet things come upon us. The harmony that we seek in our families. And there's all kinds of books. You know why there's all kinds of books telling how to achieve peace in the family and in the marriage? Is because it's so easily lost. Peace. Where is this peace? What is this peace? And then there's Jesus, standing there with his disciples, and it was a week later, but it was also that first appearance where he invited them, and then a week later Thomas, to reach out and touch him and see that he's risen. Put a finger in the mark of the nail. Actually, stick it in, maybe wiggle it around. Yes, I'm getting graphic here. Thomas, put your hand into my side. What? Putting the hand into the opened wound in the side of Jesus? What is that? Then to bring home the connection here, this is peace, and peace that isn't just a chasing after peace, peace that isn't just simply a being resolved to be okay with whatever happens in life, being at peace with your condition. No, this is peace that is, sounds like a strange term, peace that is in your face peace. Peace that confronts, peace that won't let you turn away, peace that grabs you and pulls you and yanks you in, peace that even if you try and avoid seeing it, it is right there in front of you. No, Thomas, don't turn away, Thomas. Reach out your finger. Put it in the mark of the nail. Reach out your hand. Put it into his side. And see, not just with your eyes, see with your fingers, see with your hands. Touch him and notice that he's living. Let's go a little bit further on this. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." This is a little taste of a sermon that will come around in about 3 years. Because when he breathes on them and says, "Receive the Spirit," it isn't like this. It isn't, "Receive the Spirit." No, 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 no. Culture that day, there was a word. The Hebrew word was ruach, and ruach means spirit. It also means breath, and it also means wind. But if you wanted to impart the Spirit or give somebody of your Spirit, you had to, well, let me illustrate. You had to bathe them in your breath. Can you avoid knowing that I'm right here?
Not really.
No. It's in your face peace, isn't it? Okay? That's the culture of that day. So if you're over in the Mideast and somebody wants to speak a word of real kindness to you, and they get in really close and there's that garlic breath, realize that this is a good thing. Okay? Peace be with you. And he breathes on them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." This is Jesus who is living, who is in your face. Peace be with you. Why is that? Well, because he knows how easily and how often the peace is lost. He understands what it is for us living in this world. And events swirl around us, and what we thought was secure turns out not to be. And we lean on this and we lean on that. And in the words of one of the Old Testament prophets, we find those things to be a broken reed that shatters and then pierces your palm as you lean on it. That's the peace that this world tries to achieve. And it doesn't last. The only way there can be peace is by there being peace deep within and a peace that comes from God to us. Second, the only way there can be a peace that lasts is if that peace doesn't depend on us. So we have to have Jesus be that one who, in the middle of that turmoil, to disciples hiding, afraid, mourning, crying, behind locked doors, he comes to them, and right in their faces, he shows the peace, the one peace that actually works, the peace of risen from the dead, the peace of the tomb broken, the peace of, how's that go? The peace of Christ is risen. Okay, tried to sneak that through. Very good. But the peace that comes from Jesus being that and doing that, it's a peace that confronts. Now let's look at the word confronts. He confronts. He confronts sin, takes it on himself to the cross, and does away with it. He confronts death. And death is broken and shattered and undone. And the disciples see that by seeing him. He confronts the devil. And the devil is crushed and defeated in the risen Lord Jesus, in his body, in his wounds, in his living forever. And then he confronts the disciples. He confronts their sorrow and their mourning and their crying and their lack of belief. And how he confronts them is by showing the proof of his being risen from the dead right there in front of them, and reach out your hands and touch it and have the risen Lord Jesus right there in your face, living and blessing. And that's what goes on in that upper room that day. And then one more step further. Because peace comes to us in that way, there can be, actually be, peace in the soul. And ask the witnesses all around the world who have held that peace in the face of persecution or even martyrdom. Ask them if that peace is a solid and lasting and eternal peace. And they will tell you, absolutely and for sure. Because that peace is there given to us in that way, we have a peace within. And from that peace within, we have a peace that we can offer and give to one another. And what does that look like? What it looks like is forgiveness of sins. What it looks like is when there are problems or difficulties or disagreements or disputes in life, that we come at these things with the peace of knowing that we have a risen Lord Jesus. There is nothing that we stand to lose, because what is won is eternal, and what is won is bound up and held in the nail-scarred hands of a risen Lord and Savior who himself is eternal. And so we give to each other peace. We give to those around us in the world a peace that comes from Christians who have encountered a risen Lord. And what an amazing thing. For 2,000 years almost now, Christians have stood in front of the world with that peace that they have been given from Jesus Christ, knowing that their peace and their well-being and their blessing is held within the hands of a risen Savior, and been able to say to the world, to those around them, some who did not believe, some who persecuted them, some who hated the name of Jesus, they have been able to be there knowing the security of that eternal peace. And that is a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing for the reconciliation of the world. It is a powerful thing for the calling of others into the Christian faith. Notice how it's bound together. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. What an amazing thing we have. All of which comes from one simple fact. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.